Now we have commentary by Jay Thiemeyer.
This is Jay Thiemeyer for KABU, reviewing Outlaws of America by Dan Berger, a recent publication of the AK Press. The author, Dan Berger, in his current incarnation, is a PhD candidate at Penn. He was inspired in his own youthful activism by people like David Gilbert, a figure from the Weather Underground. He begins his book with a quote from Gilbert about the lessons of history, quote, "to fight for a future that affords all people the conditions for survival and the opportunity to make a positive contribution," unquote. Not values emanating from our so-called leadership these days. This study of the Weather Underground deals with people like Gilbert, whose idealism and commitment to the above is lifelong. The book's introduction is about the ride to Attica Prison to interview Gilbert. The strength of the book lies in its basis in extensive interviews with the participants in the struggle. One line that accidentally caught my eye says it all. Quote, "You can't park here," yells a voice from the guard tower, unquote, as Berger rolls into lovely Attica. Sounds like a line from a rock and roll song. Just as there was a rock and roll imperialist war going on during the 60s and 70s, there was a rock and roll revolution. Indeed, the peculiar involvement of the Weather Underground and Timothy Leary's escape from prison to Algeria provides one of the few near-comic moments in this otherwise very serious epic, because it isn't just another dry study, though thorough and scrupulous. It is clearly a labor of the heart. Recently on OPB, there was another rerun of the 60s, a show of seemingly endless appeal to its aging audience. In it, Ton Gitlin once again notes the years of youthful hopefulness ruined by the seemingly willful self-destructiveness of the Weather Underground. It is this moldering view of the 60s as separate that Berger particularly addresses and attempts to displace. The privilege of OPB's audience was built on white supremacy. One has only to look at the Gulf Coast, either one, to see that this ongoing American dilemma was neither peculiar to the 60s nor remedied by anything accomplished by activists during the 60s. Accomplishments now, of course, being determinedly rolled back by the time-delayed Congress and the Cheney Rove White House. White supremacy remains as entrenched and virulent as ever, if not more so. Berger's book is a wealth of detail substantiating its powerful story of ongoing solidarity. Much of it is familiar territory, but well presented for the new arrival. Moreover, in speaking of feminism, for example, he includes the indispensable role of the Revolutionary Association of the Women of Afghanistan in opposing not only the Taliban, but the Northern Alliance and Karzai U.S. occupation. And there are other such updates ongoing throughout the book, all serving the purpose of describing ongoing solidarity. Extracts from David Gilbert's interviews and his famous SDS tract of 67 on U.S. imperialism introduce each new chapter. As Gilbert notes, quoting Nazım Hikmet, Turkish poet and former political prisoner, quote, "being captured is besides the point. The point is not to surrender," unquote. Outlaws of America is well written with extensive footnotes which make for excellent reading in themselves. Following the main body, there are useful bios of the participants interviewed and a concise, useful timeline of the events discussed, as well as a useful bibliography. Simply a well-composed book as far as accessibility. From the Deacons for Defense and Justice in Mississippi and Louisiana to the Prairie Fire Organizing Committee to the following quote, "It is an attempt to make history's lessons available and usable for the people." A welcome addition to the anarchist canon from the AK Press Collective. This is from the last page of the book. Quote, "The task for people in the United States is, for example, to unite the democratic possibilities of the world social forum with the anti-racist militancy of the prison movement, to join women's activism against fundamentalism with the emerging networks of transgender health and safety, to connect support for the popular rebellions in Latin America with support for Africans fighting the AIDS crisis, to link opposition to the wars in and occupations of Afghanistan and Iraq with the ongoing struggles for justice led by people of color within this country." Bernadine Dorn identifies this challenge as, quote, "how to be internationalist and yet grounded here in organizing work with a real radical critique of American power and inequality," unquote. And this finally, further down on this last page, quote, the Weather Underground and others from the U.S. anti-imperialist left of the 60s and 70s don't offer the answers or provide an instruction manual, but they do present a legacy of constantly raising and grappling with these questions, a toolkit that new generations can use to develop both a vision of a better society and the means of creating it. Therein lies the future of the Weather Underground and of the world, unquote. This is Jay Thiemeyer for KABU. Reviewing Outlaws of America by Dan Berger, a recent publication of the AK Press.